感谢主的恩典，叫我在这里能够跟大家一起纪念主。
I thank the grace of the Lord so that we can remember the Lord together with you.
Houston 的弟兄姊妹，我们不常有机会见面，除了在特会当中。
Other than at special conferences, I don't have the privilege of meeting up with brothers and sisters from Houston.
我是从旧金山 San Bruno 那边来的。
I am from San Bruno, from near San Francisco.
所以我首先在那里的弟兄姊妹也愿意问候在 Houston 我们主里的每一位。
So first of all, brothers and sisters from San Bruno Fellowship, they're sending their greetings to every single brother and sister here in Houston.
我们虽然是在很远的地方啊。
Even though we are far, far away.
但是我们实在知道我们都是在一个身体的里面。
But truly we know that we're all in one body.
当听到你们这边有大水的时候，很多弟兄姊妹就打电话给我，你 Houston 的弟兄们怎么样啊？
So when we, when the brothers and sisters there heard that there were great floods here, all the brothers and sisters called me to ask me how are the brothers and sisters doing in Houston?
我们感谢主，听到弟兄姊妹都平安。
We thank the Lord that we heard that all the brothers and sisters are in peace.
但是我们里面都是非常有感觉的。
However, we have this sense within us.
因为我们实在在一个身体的里面。
Because truly we are in one body.
我们都其实都在一个饼一个杯里面。
And truly, we're all in one bread and one cup.
所以今天我有机会来到这里跟大家分享的时候。
So today, when we have this privilege to share with all of you,
我实在觉得好像在家里一样。
I truly feel that I'm at home.
刚才我们的弟兄领的诗歌啊，他讲了约翰福音前面三节就讲了这四个人。
Earlier, our song leader brother was mentioning John 12, and it mentioned four characters.
我想他几句话已经把我讲到的要讲的道讲完了。
I think he already completed my sermon for me.
因为我们就是愿意在主的家里面，是叫主得着满足。
Because truly, we all desire to give God satisfaction in His household.
我不知道每一次弟兄姊妹来到这里，大家是不是很满意
？I don't know when you all the brothers and sisters come here whether you are satisfied.
我相信弟兄姊妹来到这里，我们看到亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们很满意。
I believe that when all the brothers and sisters come here, I think we the brothers and sisters are all very satisfied.
这是我们的家，我们很满意。
This is our house, and therefore we are satisfied.
但是我们实在有没有想到，主在我们当中满不满意
？But do we truly think about whether the Lord, whether He is satisfied in our midst?
刚才副歌那里说，主在伯大尼西门的家里，主在那里真满意呀。
Earlier in the refrain of the song we sang, as in Bethany in Simon's abode, Lord, how thou were satisfied.
伯大尼这个地方是称为无花果之家 ,house of the fig.
Bethany is also known as a house of the figs.
在那里无花果叫人非常满足的啊。
There in Bethany, figs gave us great satisfaction.
叫主得着非常满意的地方。
It is a place where where the Lord became very satisfied.
在福音书里面记载，主耶稣那里记载了起码有七次或者八次，主在伯大尼这个地方。
In the gospel, at least seven or eight times, it was recorded that the Lord was in Bethany.
从印度来的弟兄们告诉我，巴生弟兄曾经讲过七篇道，伯大尼。
Indian brothers have shared with me before from Brother Bart Singh that he has shared seven sermons on Bethany.
所以我没有他那么丰富，今天再来跟你讲一堂。
I am not as abundant as Bart Singh, therefore I only preach one sermon.
好不好？我们把这几处的圣经，我们来大家一起来很快的温习一下，都很熟悉的啊。所以我想我们 就一起来把几处的圣经大家一起来读，中文英文我们一起读，可以省一点时间啊。
Because we're all very familiar with these scriptures, let's all review them together and we'll read in Chinese and English together to save some time.
是主第一次、第二次、第三次到伯大尼福音书里面的一点记载。
These scriptures recorded the first and second and third time where Jesus was in Bethany.
第一次是在路加福音第十章从三十八节。我们看到四十二节。
The first description was recorded in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, from verse 38 to 42.
路加福音第十章三十八到四十二节，如果找到，我们大家一起来读啊，中英英文都可以啊。
The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42.
因为都是我们非常熟悉的。
Let's all read in Chinese and
English together. 我们一同来温习一下。他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫玛大，接他到自己的家里。他有一个妹名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。玛大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我们。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能得去的。”好，我们再读约翰福音第十一章。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 11.
我们先看第一到第六节。
Let's first look at verse 1 through 6.
约翰福音第十一章第一到第六节，我们还是一起来读。
Let's read together the Gospel according to John chapter 11, verses 1 through 6.
有一个患病的人名叫拉萨路，住在伯大尼，就是玛利亚和她姐姐马大的村庄。
And it was the Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick.
The
sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, and that the Son of God may be glorified. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And therefore he heard that he was sick. He stayed there 2 days longer in the place where he is.
好，二十五、二十六节。
Verses 25 and 26.
耶稣对他说。
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? 35,
36
节。Verses 35 and 36. Jesus wept. And so the Jews were saying, Behold how he loved him.
47 to 53
Verse 47 through 53. Therefore, the chief priests and the Pharisees convened a council and were saying, What are we doing? For this man is performing many signs. If we let him go on like this, all men will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation. But a certain one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, You know nothing at all. Nor do you take into account that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation should not perish. Now this he does not say on his own initiative, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but that he might also gather together into one the children of God who are scattered abroad. So from that day on they planned together to kill him.
最后我们再看十二章第一节到第十一节。
Then we'll look at chapter 12 from verse 1 to 12.
约翰福音十二章第一节到第十一节。
Gospel according to John chapter 12 verse 1 through 11.
我们还是一起来读。
Let's read together. therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving. But Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary therefore took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of his disciples who was intending to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to poor people?" Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief, and as he had the money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. Jesus therefore said, "Let her alone, in order that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For the poor you always have with you, but you do not always have me." The great multitude, therefore, of the Jews learned that he was there. And they came, not for Jesus' sake only, but that he might also see Lazarus, whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests took counsel that they might put Lazarus to death also, because on account...
Good. 刚才我们读过,就是主耶稣第一次,第二次, 第三次啊, 在福音书里面记载, 他来到伯大尼这个地方。
Earlier we heard about descriptions where the Lord Jesus went to Bethany the first time, the second time, and the third time.
但你说这个地方只是提了三个人, 没有提到第一个人的名字。
But you thought that all the scriptures we read, it only mentioned names of three of these persons, not the fourth person.
因为十二章那里说, 有人,第二节,有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席。
Because in chapter 12 it says that they made him a supper there.
我们要翻到路加福音14章第3节,那里就讲得非常清楚。
We have to turn to Mark 14:3.
马可福音,对不起,马可福音14章第3节。
We have to turn to Mark 14 verse 3.
那里就告诉我们说, 耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣头上。
Because there in Mark 14:3 it says, "And while he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head."
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道伯大尼是在耶路撒冷城外2英里的一个小村庄。
We know that Bethany is a small village about 2 miles away from Jerusalem.
是一个不出名的地方。
It is a place that is not famous.
是一个从来人不注意的一个地方。
It is a place where nobody pays any attention to.
但是我们都知道, 特别是主耶稣最后在地上的那几天, 他白天在耶路撒冷来做工。
However, we do know in the during the last few days when Jesus was on this earth, in the morning and during the daytime, he would be working.
但是每天晚上他都出城到伯大尼那个地方，在那里过夜居住。
However, every night he would leave the city and then he would went to Bethany and spent the night there.
因为他在那里实在能够得到安息。
Because there, he truly could get rest.
弟兄姊妹, 今天主在我们当中, 或者在你家里面, 得到安息吗?
Brothers and sisters, did the Lord in our midst or in your homes, does he get rest?
我记得以前有一位年长的弟兄, 叫丁荣师老弟兄, 他来美国来过7次, 每年在我家住一个星期，连续7年。
I remember there is this elderly brother Ding. He used to come to the U.S. Every year for 7 years, and every year he would spend a week in my house.
他说我在你家，他很直啊。 你家不是很漂亮，但是我在这里觉得我很能够得到安息。
This brother is very blunt, and he said that, well, your house is not renovated very well, but I can get rest at your house.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主在地上有一个地方，他觉得非常的安息。
Brothers and sisters, there is a place on this earth where our Lord can get rest.
所以在福音书里面记载一次、两次、三次、七次记载，甚至有弟兄告诉我们八次。他到这个地方。
Therefore, in the Gospels, it was recorded 7, even 8 times, according to some brothers, where Jesus went to this place.
为什么
？Why？
如果我们记得在路加福音最后的一章里面，最后那几节
，If we remember toward the very, very end of the Gospel according to Luke，
这就是我们的主在福音书里记载最后一次。他升天以前，他还把他的门徒带到伯大尼，带到那个对面的地方，在那里说举手给他们祝福。路加福音24章第50节那里。
Therefore, at the very, very end, the Lord gathered his disciple, and according to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 24, verse 50, and he led them out as far as Bethany, and he lifted his hands and blessed them.
然后从那里对面，伯大尼对面，他升天了。
And from there, as far as Bethany, he ascended.
好像他又升啊，他在复活的身体里面离开这个地上的时候。他好像再带上去看一看。
It is as if in his resurrection body, he still wants to go back to Bethany to take another look.
不单只他到那里去看看，他还带着他的门徒到那里转一圈，到对面那里。
Not only was he going to go there to take a look, he only took his disciples there as far as Bethany to take a look there.
好像他告诉他所爱的人，我喜欢这个地方。
It is as if he's telling the people whom he loves that I love this place.
然后从那里他升天。
And from there he ascended.
这个地方有什么特别呢？
What is so special about this place?
不是这个地方特别。
It is not that there's anything special about this particular place.
啊，不是你们 Houston 有什么特别。
It is not that Houston is of any special.
是因为你们这些人。
It's because of you people who are here.
在以赛亚书66章第1、第2节那里告诉我们。
In Isaiah 66 verses 1 and 2 it tells us.
耶和华说，天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳，你们要为我造何等的居所，哪里是我得安息的地方呢？
Thus says the Lord, Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Therefore, when there is a house you could build for me, and where is a place that I may rest?
这一切都是我所造的，我都有啊。但我真正看顾的是虚心痛悔，因我的话而战惊的人。
For my hand made all these things, thus all things came into being. But to this one I will look, to him who is humble and contrite of spirit, and who trembles at my word.
在那里说，人要为他建圣殿圣所的时候
，When people are saying we're going to build a holy temple, a holy home for him.
神说，你们要为我盖何等样的房子？哪里是我安息的地方啊
？So the Lord said, "What are you going to build for me? Where?" May I rest?
你们这里很大啊，地方很大啊，什么10500，还有对面10565啊。
You guys have spacious places here. There's a building 10500, and there's also 1051160.
这是我告诉你
，165。
我告诉你，这个地方还不够大的。
I'm telling you, this place is not big enough.
因为天是什么？
Because heaven is what?
天是我的座位，地是我的脚凳。
Because heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool.
你们要为我造何等的居所，哪里是我安息的地方？
Where then is the house you're going to build for me and where's the place that I may rest?
神说，我所要的，我所看顾的，我的家是这些 因我的话啊而虚心痛悔战惊的人。
Because the Lord says, I am looking for him who is humble and contrite of spirit and who trembles at my word. These are the people where I can take rest in.
这是我要的地方。
This is the place that I want.
这是我要居住的地方。
This is where I may take my abode at.
神的心意是他要与人同住。
God's desire is that he wants to tabernacle with men.
神的帐幕在人间，他要与我们同住。
Because he tabernacles with men, he wants to dwell with us.
他要住在我们的心里。
He wants to dwell in our hearts.
不单单住在我们每个人的心中。
Not only does he want to dwell in every single one of our hearts.
他要住在我们一起聚集的当中，这里是神的家。
He also wants to get dwell in the gathering place where we all worship him. Here is the house of God.
在伯大尼那里，这个不出名的小地方，有这样的人。
So in Bethany, in this place that is not famous, there are people like this.
头个我们知道叫做，马可福音那里说那个长有大麻风得医治的。
So the first person is, in according to the Gospel of Mark, Simon, the leper,
在他的家里为主摆设筵席。
At the home of Simon the leper, there was a supper prepared.
我们在这里看到，这里有一个是会感恩的人。
Here we see someone who is full of gratitude.
主喜欢。那些会感恩的人
，The Lord takes delight in people who has gratitude toward Him。
在西门的身上，我们还看到他是一个愿意付代价接待主，也接待主所接纳的人。
From Simon, we can also see that he is someone who would pay the price to receive the Lord, plus receive the people that the Lord receives。
我不知道你觉得你怎么样
？I don't know how you feel about yourself。
其实我们每一个人都是长大麻风的人。
Because we, every single one of us, we are of leprosy.
我们都是非常污秽的人。
We're all very filthy.
哎呀，我不知道你觉得你怎么样啊。
I don't know how you feel about yourself.
礼拜天你们 put on your Sunday best, 好像人模人样的来聚会啊。
On Sunday, you put on your Sunday best, and you put on your best front to come and gather.
弟兄姊妹，我很多次听江弟兄讲道的时候，我看到他在讲台上流眼泪。
A lot of times, when I heard Brother Stephen Kong preach, I see that he is weeping, having tears in his eyes at the pulpit.
像我这么败坏的人呐。我怎么配在这里服侍你？
And he would say, a corrupt person such as I, how am I worthy to stand here to serve you?
那我在下面，我就不知道坐呢，还是不坐好。
I'm in the audience. I don't know whether I should sit there or I should not sit there.
因为我想找个窟窿钻进去。
I also want to find a hole, dig a hole and crawl
into it. 你老人家都觉得那么败坏，还自己流眼泪，那我们怎么办了？
If you, the elderly saint, feel like you're so corrupt, how about us?
弟兄姊妹，如果在光的里面
，Brothers and sisters, when you're in light,
我们实在看到我们的污秽，我们的败坏。
We can truly see our filth and our corruptness.
我们要知道神给我们的恩典。
We need to know of the grace that God has bestowed on us.
我们都是好像。大麻风得洁净的人一样。
We're all like lepers who have been cleansed by him.
当我们来到主跟前的时候
，As we come into his presence，
如果我们不觉得我们是一个蒙大恩的人
，If we don't feel like we have been bestowed great grace，
我们这个人不对呀。
There's something wrong with us。
我们所做，我们的服事，我们在主面前跟弟兄姊妹的交通。也经常出麻烦。
And there will be trouble in our service, in our fellowship with the brothers and sisters as a result.
在这里有一个特别讲到折大麻风而得洁净的人 在他疆里摆设筵席。
Here it particularly mentioned that there is this leper who has been cleansed, and he prepares supper in his home.
他是一个会感恩的人。
He is someone who could offer up gratitude.
而且他是一个付代价的人。
And he is someone who would pay the price.
在那里接待主。
He was receiving the Lord.
我知道你们在这里弟兄姊妹都很喜欢请客啊。
I know all of you love to entertain here.
啊，这次我来了，因为我家里的事情。所以没有机会给你们请客，不好意思。
This time when I come to Houston, it was for family matters. Therefore, you have not had the chance to entertain me.
这是你知道，西门那天请客是不容易的。
However, do you know that it was difficult for Simon to lay out this feast that day?
刚才我选的那首诗歌是五十年代初在中国大陆。弟兄姊妹非常喜欢唱的一首诗。
The song I picked earlier was a hymn that saints in China would love to sing in the 50s.
Early 50s.
Early 50s.
那个时候，弟兄姊妹实在跟随主不容易。
At that time, it was truly difficult, not easy for the brothers and sisters to follow the Lord.
后来在文革的时候，更不容易，对不对？
Furthermore, during the Cultural Revolution, it was even more difficult to follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹在街上碰到你。
If a brother and sister would encounter you in the streets.
尤其是我们在教会里面有点服侍的人。
Especially those of us who had some service in the church.
弟兄姊妹不敢跟你打招呼。
Brothers and sisters dare not greet you.
因为他跟你打招呼，他就有问题。
Because once they greeted you, they would get into trouble themselves.
你知道在地上最大的迫害是什么迫害吗？
Do you know what is the greatest persecution on this earth?
就是宗教加上政治对人的迫害。
Which is the persecution by religion added upon that by politics.
多少弟兄姊妹受过极大的迫害。
So many brothers and sisters have been severely persecuted.
那个时候，我们刚才读到约翰福音十一章的时候，那里说当时的这些政治跟宗教领袖，他们决定要除掉耶稣，对不对？
Earlier we read from John chapter 11, where all the religious leaders and politicians wanted to remove the Lord.
他们说如果我们继续叫他这样，罗马人就要来收取我们的权利了。
So as we remember in verse 14, it says, "We let him go on like this, all the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation and our power."
他一个人替一个人死是应该的。
It is expedient for one man to die for us.
不单是让他们决定杀掉耶稣。
Not only did they decide to kill Jesus.
连拉萨路怎么样也决定把他干掉。
They also decided to kill Lazarus
as well.
Because a lot of people believed in the Lord because of Lazarus.
所以你们注意到那个时候的情况。
So did you recognize the conditions then?
这个西门竟然把家里门打开，大大的请客。
The Simon opened his home and had a great feast there.
不单他请耶稣。
Not only did he invite Jesus.
还请耶稣的门徒。
He also invited the disciples of Jesus.
还有那个最可恶的拉撒路也坐在席上。
And also that Lazarus, he was reclining with them at the table.
你知不知道他要付多重的代价？
Do you know the heavy price that Simon is going to pay?
所以你们请客有的时候付点代价，收拾房子，还要煮几个菜啊，这个小儿科吧，太。
So, you people who are entertaining at your home and you have to prepare some food preparation, that's small potatoes compared to this.
那把耶稣到家里，那实在是惹祸上身的。
When you invited Jesus to your home, you are bringing upon trouble to yourself.
去年啊，当我到中国去服侍的时候。
Last year, when I was surfing in China,
一下飞机，弟兄们接我飞机就告诉我，我们今天不去这个城市，我们到那个城市去。
The moment I left the plane, the brothers greeted me and said, "We're not going to this city. We're going to another city."
那我到了那边，我什么都不敢，我去哪里我就好，去哪里就跟着你们走。
So I said, wherever we go would be great.
后来他们告诉我为什么不去那。
Then they told us later why we should not go to that city.
因为我们本来在那里有大概八九十个同工一起有几天一起读圣经有一点培训的工作。
Because earlier we had planned for some training meetings for 80 to 90 co-workers at that first city.
他们本来在这个地方呢说那个地方应该没有问题。
Initially, they thought that this place would be okay.
这个地方他们大概六七个月以前曾经给人关怀啊说你们人太多了。
6 or 7 months ago, the authorities has told them, we care for you. You have a few too many people get the gathering here.
所以他们就把一个点分开四个点，所以呢就平安无事了啊。
And therefore, they split up one fellowship into four so that there's peace.
他们说我们偶尔聚一下，用这个地方没有问题了。现在。
So they said we will just use this location from time to time. It should be no problem.
结果呢？我到之前这个负责弟兄呢就买了一张火车票去北京看女儿。
So the responsible brother there, before I showed up, he bought a train ticket to visit her daughter in Beijing.
第二天有人就打电话来你去北京干什么
?The second day, somebody called him and said, what are you doing in Beijing?
哦他觉得他还是特别被关怀的人。
he truly knows that he's somebody who has especially cared for.
所以呢他就说这个地方我们不能用了。
Therefore, 我们
被注意的。
Therefore, this responsible brother decided that he's drawing too much attention to himself and therefore they could not use this location.
所以另外一个地方那边有一个聚会他们从来没有接待过这样的聚会他说我们愿意接待。
And in that other place, that other fellowship, they have never received people like this. Therefore, they said, we're willing to receive you.
我觉得你们不是从中国大陆不太熟悉。你说他说我们的家是接待家庭啊，这个是不简单的啊。就是说他们打开他们的家，在他们家里面来聚会的。
Maybe you're not that familiar with things in China, but if you call yourself a receiving family, you're opening your families to receive saints from elsewhere.
那弟兄们就去看这一个地方。
Therefore, the brothers went to take a look of this place.
他说你们这里地方不够大，我们有八九十人，你们的地方太小了。
And the responsible brother says, your location is too small. We have about 80 and 90 brothers coming.
是在一个弟兄姊妹的家里啊。
It is in the house of a particular brother and sister.
这个主人说没有问题，我们把这个墙拆开，我们把这个房子改一改就可以了。
And therefore, the husband said, this is not a problem. We'll just tear down this wall and we renovate a little bit. We'll have space.
结果三天就把房子装修了一下，就搞定了。
Therefore, in 3 days, he renovated the house and the location.
我什么都不知道，我就是到那里去聚会。
I didn't know anything, so I just showed up to have fellowship.
因为他们也很担心，因为有别处的弟兄姊妹来，他们这样来接待没有经验，不知道行不行啊。
They were also very concerned because they never had experience receiving other saints, and they don't know whether they're serving in the right way or not.
但是当我讲第一堂信息的时候
，But when I preached my first sermon,
我实在觉得主的同在。
I truly could sense the presence of the Lord.
我不觉得我那个道讲的有什么特别。
It is not because my sermon was any special.
但是我实在觉得主在那里。
But I truly sense that the Lord was there.
那天我特别提到一节圣经是希伯来书十一章第十六节。
That day I particularly mentioned Hebrews 11:16.
这里说所以神被称你为他们的神并不以为耻。
Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.
我们以前以为我们称神为我们的神，我们不以为耻。
Before we felt that we call God our God, we are not ashamed.
弟兄姊妹，这句话实在的意思是，神说，我被称为是你们的神，神说，我不以你们为耻。
But here it talks about God says, you call me God, and I am not ashamed by that.
那天当我讲到的时候，我里面非常释放。
When I was preaching that day, I was very liberated within.
聚完会以后， 他们回应的祷告不能停下来。
After my, my sermon, their responsive prayers could not be ceased.
不是因为别的原因。
It's not because of any other reason.
因为在这里有人付了代价愿意接待。
Because at this place, somebody has paid a price to receive the Lord.
为什么我们很多时候到一个聚会我们觉得主实在在那里呢？
Why is it that sometimes we go to a particular fellowship and we truly sense that the Lord's presence was there?
为什么我们在艰难当中我们好像容易觉得主的同在呢？
Why is it that in affliction that we can easily sense the presence of the Lord?
因为有人愿意付代价来接待主。
Because someone is willing to pay the price to receive the Lord.
主在那里真满意。
Therefore the Lord is satisfied there.
在西门的家里主这位长大麻风得洁净的人在那里为主摆设筵席，马大伺候，拉萨路也坐在当中，玛利亚把真拿大的玉瓶香膏打碎高在主的身上，香气就满了那个房子。
Therefore, in the home of Simon the leper, who has been cleansed, there he prepared this big feast for the Lord. Martha was serving, and Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table. And therefore, the Lord's heart was fully satisfied.
西门是这样一个满足主心意的人。
Simon is such a one who satisfied the heart of the Lord.
第二个人物，拉撒路。
The second person we're going to take a look at is Lazarus.
我们都非常熟悉拉撒路的故事。
We're all very familiar with the story of Lazarus.
拉撒路病了。
Lazarus was sick.
啊，就是住在伯大尼的。
And it was the Lazarus who lived in Bethany.
玛利亚和他姐姐马大的村庄。
And they live in the village of Mary and her sister Martha.
十一章第三节，他姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣说。主啊，你所爱的人病了。
So John 11 verse 3, the sisters therefore sent to him saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick.
第四节，耶稣听见，就说这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Verse 4, but when Jesus heard it, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified by it.
这里说耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
And here verse 5 it says, Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
听见拉撒路病了，就在所居之地仍住了两天。
And in verse 6, when therefore he heard that he was sick, he stayed then 2 days longer in the place where he was.
大家注意第三节那里说到，主啊，你所爱的人病了。
Pay attention in verse 3, it says, He whom you, the Lord loves, is sick.
第五节说耶稣素来爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路。
In verse 5, it talks about now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
这两个爱在圣经的原文里面不是一个字。
In the references, when it refers to love, in the original language in the Bible, is not this, these are not the same two words.
第三节是 philia, 第五节是 agape.
In verse 3, the love in the original language is phileo, and then in 5 is agapeo.
也就是说，耶稣跟这一家人是非常有感情的。
In other words, the Lord has great emotions toward this family.
所以他姐妹两个说，你去告诉耶稣，他所以爱的拉撒路病了。
Therefore, the sisters said to him, Behold, he whom you love is sick.
我们是非常有感情的，我们是很亲情的。
We are full of emotions.
你去叫叫耶稣，耶稣一定会来的。
If you call Jesus to come, he'll surely come.
因为他跟我们的关系不一样的。
Because we have a different relationship.
第五节，说耶稣素来爱马大并玛利亚跟拉撒路。
In verse 5, it talks about how now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus.
那个是绝对的爱，神的爱， agape 的爱。
This is the absolute love, the love of God, the agape love.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里看到，耶稣跟他们实在是有感情的。
Here you can see that the Lord really is full of emotions toward these three people.
按着人的感情，他所爱的人病了，他马上会去来帮助他。
According to the emotions of the Lord, when the one whom he loves is sick, he immediately go to him.
刚才我们曾经读过35节36节这一章。
Earlier we read verses 35 and 36 in chapter 11 of John.
就是他们带耶稣到拉萨路的坟墓里面，我们都知道他在那里面已经在坟墓里面几天了，已经臭了，死透了。
We also know that they took Jesus to the graveyard of Lazarus, and he was already in there 4 days. It was full of stench.
32节里说，玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就俯伏在他脚前说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
In verse 32, it says, "When Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, 'Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.'"
耶稣看见他哭。并看见与他同来的犹太人也哭，就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
Verse 33, when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled.
你们把他安放在哪里了？他们就带他去。
And said, where have you laid him? They led him there.
35节说，耶稣哭了。
In verse 35, it says Jesus wept.
犹太人在旁边，36节就说，犹太人就说，你看他。爱这个人是何等的恳切。
In verse 36, it therefore says, "And so the Jews were saying, 'Behold, how he loved him.'"
这个爱又是 phileo.
And this love is also a phileo.
你看到他
original language.
主耶稣跟他们多亲呐、啊。
You see how dear he is to these people. He has emotions toward them.
但是多少时候？多少时候
？So, but oftentimes,
主为了把那绝对的爱给他
，In order for the Lord to bestow upon them His absolute love,
他在那里肉身上、人的感情上，他好像没有办法不放下。
In His flesh and His human emotions, it is as if He cannot set it aside.
甚至被人误会。
To the extent that people misunderstood him.
玛利亚那句话，我不知道你们听了有什么感觉啊？我看是软中带着埋怨。
I don't know what you feel about what Mary said in verse 32. I sense that maybe she was, even though she's sorrowful, she also is murmuring a little bit.
啊，所以有很多姊妹说的话很厉害，软中带刀啊，带硬。
Therefore, a lot of the sisters are likewise, even though it's very soft words, but there's a sword hidden in the words.
他说，主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。
Mary said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
我相信主听了，痛不痛？
Do you feel that the Lord would hurt after he heard these words?
因为主看到他们这么痛苦。
Because the Lord saw their pain.
主看到拉撒路经过死，而且到坟墓，而且发臭了。
And the Lord saw that Lazarus died, and he went to the grave, and he had a stench coming out.
你看到他们这么痛苦，他所爱的人这么痛苦。
And he saw people he loved in such pain.
所以旁边就看到，你看他这个人对他们是多有感情，他爱他是多么深切呀。
So that all the people around them saw that, look how the Lord has loved him. There are such emotions.
但是我们的主为了把那绝对的爱给他所爱的人。
But in order for the Lord to give his absolute love to the people he loves,
他忍受人对他的误会。
He endured misunderstanding from men.
他在那里，在那里没有放他的感情。好像他爱他，如果他从天然来讲，他要马上去拯救他们，叫他所爱的人不要这么痛苦，对不对？
So he loved these people from the human perspective. He would just go rescue them and let them not be in pain, right?
但是 如果拉撒路不死
However, if Lazarus did not die,
就没有办法经历复活
There's no way he could experience resurrection.
如果他们没有经过这样的苦
If they had not gone through this affliction,
他们就没有办法得到什么是最大的爱
They would not have experienced this greatest love.
因为主说复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。凡活着信我的，并永远不死。你们信这话吗
？Because the Lord said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall live, even if he dies." Do you believe in this?
在圣经里面，耶稣行了许多的神迹。
In the Bible, the Lord has committed a lot of signs.
最大的神迹是在约翰福音十一章，对吧
？The greatest sign is located in chapter 11 in the Gospel according to John.
就是叫拉撒路从死里复活。
Which is that he caused Lazarus to raise from the dead.
感情。
But despite human emotions,
他舍不得拉撒路死，舍不得玛利亚、马大这么痛苦。
If he were not to withstand the fact that people are in pain. The pain of Mary and Martha.
他只是要人的感情。
And he only used human emotions.
哎，叫马上叫拉撒路不要死啊，不要这么痛苦啊，对不对
？Okay, don't die, don't die, don't be in such great pain.
但是，从死里复活。
However, being resurrected from the dead.
那是爱最大的赏赐。
That is the greatest reward in love.
这是复活的生命。
Which is the resurrection life.
神给我们最大的祝福
The greatest blessing that God has given us.
就是复活的生命
Which is this resurrection life.
没有任何的东西再能够捆绑我们
Because nothing else can bind us.
连死亡都不能够再捆绑我们
Not even death can bind us.
所以主把复活的生命给我们
Therefore the Lord give us resurrection life.
这是他爱最大的标志
This is the greatest symbol of his love.
拉撒路最后坐在那里坐在西门家的宴席里面
Lazarus reclined at the feast of in the home of Simon.
在那里就把复活的大能见证出来。
He testified of the great resurrection power.
见证主就是复活。
He testified that the Lord is resurrection.
见证什么是真正的大爱。
He is also testifying as of what is the true great love.
我们感谢赞美主，拉撒路坐在那里，他没有讲任何的话。
We thank the Lord that Lazarus was just reclining at the table. He did not say anything.
那里见证什么是真正的爱，什么是复活的生命。
Because he testified what was true life and what was love.
主是怎样的一位主。
And he testified as of what the Lord he is.
多少时候主允许我们经过一些的艰难、苦难，甚至好像人认为死亡。
A lot of times the Lord allows us to go through some difficulties, afflictions, and sometimes some things that people would consider as almost like death.
像玛利亚这样的人都会埋怨主啊。
Even someone like Mary would complain against the Lord.
但是经过约翰十一章，他们整个的家庭都改变了。
However, through the experience in John chapter 11, their entire family has been changed.
他们再次认识主是生命的主，主是复活的主。
They experience one more time that the Lord is the resurrection, the Lord of resurrection and the Lord of the life.
什么才是真正的爱
？What is true love?
拉撒路
，Lazarus，
坐在那里没有讲话。
He reclined there. He did not say a word.
人就要杀他。
And people believed.
人家要杀他。
People want to kill him.
弟兄姊妹，你坐在这里，人有没有要杀你啊
？As you recline here, did anyone want to kill you?
人可能不要杀你。
Men may not want to kill you.
但是撒旦并不喜欢你坐在这里。
However, Satan is not happy.
如果你真是一个坐在这里像拉撒路那样把复活的生命见证出来的时候
，If you're truly like Lazarus, you're reclining here. You're testifying of the resurrection life.
你每个主日坐在主的桌子跟前
，Every Sunday morning, you recline before the table of the Lord.
我告诉你，你就是一个见证。
I tell you, you are a testimony.
撒旦不喜欢你坐在这里。
Satan does not want you to recline here.
感谢主，我们播饼的时候看到很多可爱的年轻弟兄姊妹，现在还有一些坐在这里啊。
We thank the Lord that during table meeting we see a lot of lovely young people here. There's still some sitting here.
你知道，很多时候这些年轻人住在我们当中啊，他们是付代价的。 因为他们不喜欢听老头子讲道。
You know that a lot of these young people, when they're reclining here, they have to pay a price because they don't want to hear sermons from old people.
而且是讲了很久还在讲啊。
And these old people keep on going and going.
弟兄姊妹，但是当他们看到他们坐在这里，就是一个见证的。
However, Lazarus saw that as he reclined here, that in itself is a testimony.
他们可以坐在年轻人的聚会里面，那里热热闹闹，看一看大家都很顺眼，不像看到我们很不顺眼
啊。Lazarus could have gathered with the young people's meetings, and they would all love each other, and they would all be pleasing to their own eyes.
但如果他们看到什么是神的家。
However, when they see what is the house of God,
神的家不是老人俱乐部。
The house of God is not the country club for old people.
神的家也不是青年的活动中心。
The house of God is also not an activity center for the young people.
神的家是有父老、有少年人、有小子。
The house of God contains fathers, young men, and children.
我看到你们这里这么多弟兄姊妹。有年轻的在一起，我们感谢赞美主。
I see all of you gathered here, and there are young ones among us, and I thank and praise the Lord.
还有不同的种族、不同的语言坐在一起，我们感谢赞美主。
And people from different nationalities and races, I thank and praise the Lord.
因为我们在神的家里面，可能我们不太舒服，但是我们付一个代价，我们在这里就是有意义的见证。
However, we may not notice this, but when we gather here, we are testifying of oneness, and we have to pay a price.
主在这里满足。
And the Lord is satisfied here.
你们付一点代价。
You have to pay a little price.
但是你们的代价没有拉撒路那么大，因为别人要杀他的头，他应该藏起来。
However, the price you're paying is not as heavy as Lazarus, because other people want to kill him.
今天当我们讲到弟兄姊妹相爱的时候
，Today when we talk about brotherly and love，
很多时候我们还是活在人的层次。
A lot of times we're still living at the level of just human being。
今天，我知道你们当中很多从中国来的，也有很多人会回到中国去。
I know that in your midst there are many people from China, and a lot of people would return to China.
十天前在香港还碰到一位从你们这里的海归派。
10 days ago in Hong Kong, I still saw one of your expat who are from Houston and in Hong Kong now.
叫做什么崔海啊，崔海弟兄啊。
His name is 崔海。
这个弟兄，因为在我们那个所谓学习圣经的基督学坊里面毕业，所以他到香港去参加我们的特会。
Because he has studied the Bible without gathering, therefore he went to the meetings in Hong Kong.
但是你知不知道这些海归派啊，在你们这里信了主、追求爱主、得到你们的回到中国，现在的统计啊，就是流失率很高。
But do you know that these expats who are from here, who have received the Lord and who went back to China, do you know that percentage-wise is a very high proportion that they would just be lost?
为什么?
Why?
有人就统计。
So according to statistics,
在美国呀，这些我们这些教会呀，对他们很有爱心，很多关怀，所以他们就信了，真正是信了主啊。
So, Churches in America really care for them and love them, and therefore they truly believe in the Lord.
但是他们是活在弟兄姊妹的爱的感情里面。
However, they're living in the emotions of brothers and sisters' love.
当他们回到中国的时候
，When they return to China,
好像环境改变了。
The circumstances have changed.
没有那么多人去关心他们。
Not very many people are caring for them.
他们的真理根基不太好。
They do not have very great foundations in truth.
他们得到的很多是人的爱，而没有得到真正主的爱、复活的生命、真理的建造。
However, they only receive human love. They did not receive true love and true discipline from the Lord. and true building in the Lord.
所以我们感谢主，我们用我们的爱，我们的服事，把他们带到神的家里。
So we truly thank the Lord that we've used our service to bring them into the house of God.
我们更加要叫他们真理能够装备得好。
Furthermore, we need to equip them in the truth.
不是只是到了外面环境一改变，没有人整天请我吃饭了，我就不来聚会了。
It is not that when the circumstances change in a new location, nobody's taking me out every night, then I change.
我们知道，我们觉得我们用爱心去关怀，这个是需要的。
It is truly necessary for us to care for one another in love.
但是我们更需要把真理，把主复活的生命在他们身上能够建立起来。
However, furthermore, we need to build up truth and the Lord's resurrection life in them.
以至于他们能够在不同的环境里面仍然站立得住，为主做复活的见证。
Therefore, in different circumstances, they can still bear testimony for the Lord, for his resurrection life.
我们能够在主面前站立，为主做见证，弟兄姊妹，都是要付代价的。
For us to stand firm and to bear his testimony, we all have to pay a price.
而且这个代价很多时候是很重的代价。
And oftentimes, this price is heavy.
好像拉撒路那样。
Just like Lazarus.
别人要把他杀掉。
Other people want to kill him.
他本来应该藏起来。
He should have hide himself.
但是他坐在主的筵席上面。
However, he reclined at the feast of the Lord.
做见证，弟兄姊妹，要用生命做代价。
We need to use our life as a price to pay, to bear testimony.
我们要放下我们的魂，放下我们的体。
We have to cast down our soul, we have to cast down our flesh.
第三个人物。
The third person.
大家都非常熟悉。
Is someone we're all familiar with.
马大伺候。
Martha serving.
弟兄姊妹，我们记得我们刚才读过主第一次在伯大尼，就是路加福音第十章那里的记载。
We all read about this earlier. In Luke chapter 10, that was the first time.
然后说的三十八节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己的家里。
Luke 10:38, he entered a certain village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home.
然后呢，说他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
And verse 39, she had a sister called Mary, who moreover was listening to the Lord's word, seated at his feet.
四十节。说马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱。
In verse 40, it says Martha was distracted with all her preparations.
四十一节，耶稣说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
”In verse 41, the Lord said, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered about so many things."
但是我们看到到约翰十二章的时候
，However, we see that when you get to John chapter 12.
记载马大中文四个字，英文两个字，说马大伺候。
John chapter 12 verse 2, it only has three words, Martha was serving.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你说哎呀，你是要做路加第十章的马大呢，还是约翰十二章的马大？
So would you rather be the Martha in Luke 10 or the Martha in John 12?
你说路加第十章主记载马大讲了很多啊，在约翰十二章就几个字就完了嘛。
In Luke 10, there are many, many words describing Martha, but in John 12, there are only a few words.
你知不知道，其实我感觉啊，在约翰十二章啊，马大可能更忙。
In my sense, in John 12, Martha was actually busier.
因为那里很多人在吃饭啊。
Because there were even more people at the feast.
听说你们这里每个星期都有饭吃吧。
I heard that you all have a lot of feast here.
我不敢想象你们这么多人这个饭怎么做啊。
I cannot imagine how the lunch was prepared here.
我们那里只有100多人呢，我们只是一位款待每个星期啊，都已经很头痛了。
We only have 100 some people at our fellowship, but we only serve one dish, and it was already a lot of work.
你看到在路加十章那里，我看没有几个人吃饭啊。
You see, in Luke 10, there were not that many eaters.
但是呢，说马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱。
However, in verse 40, it says Martha was distracted with all her preparations.
而且对耶稣说，你为许多的事思虑烦扰。
And the Lord also said, "You are worried and bothered about so many things."
你们当中可能马大很多吧？啊
，Maybe you have a lot of Marthas in your midst.
哎呀，很多马大是姊妹，但有的马大也是弟兄啊。
Many sisters are Marthas, but also there are some brothers who are Marthas.
我们当中做饭的都那马大都是弟兄啊。
In our fellowship, all the people who cook the meal for us, they're all brothers.
弟兄姊妹，我们在这里看到你是哪个马大？
Here you see, which Martha would you rather be?
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们一事多，我们心里面就什么？就忙乱。
A lot of times when there are things going on, we get, what happens? Distracted.
我们一服侍，特别是我们用心的人啊，我们就思虑烦扰。
A lot of times when there are new things, we are worried and troubled.
你说我们用心嘛，那当然是这样了。
Because we have to use...
你们这些都不 care, 没有心的人。
Because we care so much. That's why we are worried and bothered.
我实在觉得在神的家里面需要马大。
I truly feel that we do need Marthas in the house of God.
因为我们需要吃饭。
Because we need physical food.
我们需要会所来整理啊。
We also need our fellowship building to be cleansed.
我今天早上很早来，我看到有弟兄在这里忙忙啊，在这里很多服事，所以你们现在才能够坐得这么舒服啊。
This morning I came very early, and there were quite a few brothers very busily serving. Therefore, you can sit here at ease.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要马大。
Brothers and sisters, we do need Marthas.
但是我们以为马大做的都是事物的事情。
However, we always feel that Martha was just doing physical things.
啊，在我们当中有一个弟兄啊。
In our midst, there's this brother.
他以前在台湾读书，也住在会所。
He was a student in Taiwan, and he was living in the fellowship building.
那个时候，这个他在那个聚会呢，年长的弟兄姊妹很多。
At that fellowship at the time, there were a lot of elderly brothers and sisters.
这些年长的弟兄都是很属灵，很有生命的丰富的一些弟兄姊妹。
These elderly brothers and sisters have a very spiritual and they have an abundant life.
那这个年轻的弟兄住在会所。
And this young brother lives in the fellowship building.
你知道年轻人最大的问题就是早上起不来。
You know that one of the big problems with the young people is that they cannot wake up early in the morning.
这老人家的优点就是很早就醒。
And the advantage of the old people is that they can wake up early in the morning.
所以他还在睡觉，这些老弟兄就来了。
And while he was still sleeping, these elderly brothers and sisters showed up.
也没有把他叫醒。
They did not try to wake him up.
后来他不好意思就起来看他们来干什么。
But he was embarrassed, so he woke up to see what they're doing in the building.
一个人在那里摆椅子。
They see that these elderly brothers are setting the chairs.
而且不在那里摆椅子，还在那里擦椅子。
Not only do they set the chairs, they're also cleaning the chairs.
因为在台湾那个灰尘很多。
Because there's a lot of dust in Taiwan.
他们这些人擦椅子慢慢的。
They really took their time wiping the chairs.
后来他才发现。
Later on, he discovered.
不是在那里擦椅子。
Not only were they wiping the chairs alone.
他擦每张椅子的时候， 都要为今天坐在这个椅子上的弟兄姊妹祷告。
When they were wiping the chairs, not only were they wiping the chairs, they were also praying for the brothers and sisters who would be sitting on those chairs later in the morning.
这是一个看见叫这个弟兄终身受益。
What he saw benefited him his entire life.
我后来发现，在教会里面的服事，没有所谓事物的服事跟属灵的服事。
Later on, I discovered that in the church, there is nothing distinction between physical service and spiritual service.
教会里面每一个服事都是属灵的。
Every service in the church is spiritual.
看看你是用哪一个生命来服事。
It depends on which life you utilize to serve.
在我们当中呢，我不知道你们当中，我们吃中午饭的时候呢，是大家排队，然后一个人去那里，去拿，去拿一盘饭。
I don't know about you, but in our midst, we have to line up and we have to scoop our own food.
你知道那个分饭的弟兄姊妹啊，那个脸色很重要。
You know that the facial expression of the people serving at the table is very critical.
因为大家有时候一忙起来啊，那个完全是要把事情搞定，嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣嘣，就。
Because sometimes when they are busy, all they care about is to just distribute their food as fast as they can.
那我们去拿饭的，好像去要饭一样。
We who are waiting to get the food scooped into our place are like beggars.
但是你看到，如果这个弟兄实在是用复活的生命、爱心在那里服侍的时候
，However, if you see this brother who is truly serving in resurrection life,
你接到不单单是没有要饭的感觉，你在那里有一个恩典、喜乐啊，得供应的感觉。
When you receive food from them, not only do you not feel like you're a beggar, you feel like you are full of grace and joy.
弟兄姊妹，事物的服事，在神的家里面，我告诉你，也是属灵的。
Let me tell you, even physical service in the house of God is spiritual.
你洗厕所的时候
，When you're washing the bathrooms,
你是为了弟兄姊妹能够用。能够方便，能够叫福音朋友在这里看到神的家是怎么一回事。
You are doing it to serve the brothers and sisters for their convenience. And you can see, and the gospel friends can see how it is to serve in the house of God.
当你煮饭的时候，你是为吃饭的弟兄，不但叫他肚子得饱，叫他的生命也得供应。
When you are cooking the lunch for us, you're thinking about not just for physical provision, but you're also thinking about how his spiritual life can be fed.
当你在那里吃饭的时候，你不单单觉得这个菜今天太咸了，这个菜太淡了。
When you're eating lunch, you're not just thinking about, hey, this is too salty and this is not salty enough.
你是为了弟兄姊妹的爱心，你在那里感谢主。
You are thanking God for the love of the brothers and sisters.
你在那里被建造。
Because you are being built.
我这个人呐，一辈子都没有做过运动。
I have never partaking in any exercise.
五年以前，我一个弟兄啊，是一个 carpenter， 我看了他30年了啊，
so,
他就。看我实在是不行了。
So 5 years ago, I this chiropractor whom I've visited for 30 years, he thinks that I truly.
我们教会一个很好的弟兄。
He's also a very good brother from a fellowship. He thinks that I cannot go on anymore.
他说你要每个星期去见某某人。
He said that every week you have to go see so and so.
是去一个 gym， 是他的 trainer。
This is the chiropractor's trainer at his gym.
啊。发现每个星期你要去最少一次。
You have to go at least once a week.
而且他还要我自己付钱。
And he also wants me to foot the bill.
因为他知道呢，如果没有人逼着我，我就不会做运动。
Because he knows that if I weren't forced, I wouldn't do any physical exercise.
如果我自己不付钱，我也不会去。
If I weren't paying out of my own pocket, I wouldn't have gone.
所以感谢赞美主，我已经去过五年了。每个星期去一次。
So thank and praise the Lord. I've been going to the gym once a week for 5 years.
我还可以直直地站在这里。
So here I can stand straight.
但是我觉得他教我很多东西很有用的啊。
So I feel like he has taught me very useful lessons.
其中有一样事情他教我觉得很有用。
There's one particular thing that I find particularly useful.
他说像你们这个年纪的人啊，
People of your,
这个膝盖经常出问题。
People of your age, you always have knee problems.
他说你要上下楼梯的时候你要记住。
When you go up and down the stairs, please remember.
他说你要 activate your muscles.
You have to activate your muscles.
你给我翻中文我不会讲。
你要好好利用你的肌肉。
哎哎。他说如果你不activate, 你不用你的肌肉上楼梯啊，你就直接用你的骨头上下楼梯。
If you don't use your muscles to go up, up and down the stairs, you're using your bones to go up and down.
怪不得你们这些年纪人呢，膝盖都出问题。
No wonder all you old people have knee problems.
哎，我后来想到，哎呀，好像我领会一点属灵的意思啊。
Then later on, I have got some spiritual meaning out of this.
今天我们在教会里面，我们做饭也好，我们服侍也好，我们洗厕所也好，我们是在用哪个生命在服侍？
Therefore, today when we are serving a meal or serve in other capacities in the church, which life are we using when we serve?
我们讲道一定要用复活的生命。
When we preach,
主要属灵的生命，来啊，你翻译你也要，对不对？
When we preach or we translate, we have to use the spiritual life, the resurrection life.
但是我们去煮饭呢，就用我天然的大厨的本领。
However, when we cook a physical meal, we'll just use our ability of a great chef.
这就是路加十章里面的马大。
This is the Martha in Luke 10.
很多时候，我们越服侍就越忙了。
A lot of times, the more we serve, the more distracted we become.
而且我们为很多的事思虑烦扰。
Furthermore, we are bothered and troubled about so many things.
而且在厨房里面只有一个 chef, 你们要听我的。
I am the only chef in the kitchen. All of you, listen to me.
如果不照我的方法，你们 get out.
If you're not doing it according to my ways, get out.
你们这么多要吃饭呢，你们在这里等一下没有饭吃怎么办啊？
Because so many people are waiting to be fed. If you don't do this, nobody can be fed.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候我们用天然的生命服侍，不单单烦扰，不单单麻烦，而且产生很多的破口。
A lot of times when we serve in our spiritual life, a natural life, not only do we not help, we have caused a lot of trouble and disturbance.
到了约翰十二章的马大。
However, when you get to Martha in John 12,
没有声音。
You don't hear a beep from her.
没有抱怨。
No murmuring.
啊，我们很多时候越服侍就越忙，越忙就越抱怨啊！我问你们有没有抱怨这样的呀？这没有人干，就我干。
A lot of times, I don't know about you. The more we serve, the more distracted we become. The more we murmur. I don't know about you. Why am I the only one serving?
约翰福音十二章，玛利亚也没有去厨房帮忙啊。
In John 12, Mary was also not helping in the kitchen either.
但是马大伺候。
However, it says Martha was serving.
不同在哪里
？What's the difference？
就是经过了约翰福音十一章。
Because she has gone through John 11.
虽然在那里只是拉撒路从死里复活。
Even though there it was only Lazarus that was raised from the dead.
但是复活的生命，复活生命的见证彰显出来。
However, the testimony for the resurrection life was manifested.
所以我们看到从路加十章的马大变成约翰十二章的马大。
Therefore, Martha has transformed from Luke 10 to John 12.
就是经过了约翰福音十一章。
Because she has gone through John 11.
复活的生命在你身上。
The resurrection life is in you.
今天在我们每个人的里面。
It is in every single one of you.
我们有没有 activate 我们复活的生命，当我们做任何包括事物的服事里边。
Whenever we do anything, especially even if we're doing physical service, have we activated that resurrection life?
我们有没有用主的生命在那里，用 agape love 在那里带出我们的服事，在神的家中。
Have we activated the agape love so that we can usher out the love of God in the home of God?
约翰福音十一章是在耶稣在地上行的最大的神迹。
What Jesus did in John 11 was the greatest sign on earth.
其实这个神迹今天行在，已经行在我们每个人的身上。
In fact, this sign has been accomplished today on this earth.
因为今天你坐在这里，你信耶稣基督，复活的生命就在你的里面了，对不对？
Because today you believe in the Lord, you're reclining here. The resurrection life of Jesus is in you.
这是我们每个人的经历。
This is all of our experience.
这也是我们每个人应该每天的生活。
This ought to be our daily living.
也是我们要做的复活的见证。
This is also the testimony for resurrection.
第四个人，玛利亚。
The fourth person is Mary.
我的时间已经没有了。
I don't have time anymore.
玛利亚是你们非常熟悉的，很多人都会讲。
A lot of you are very familiar with Mary.
主非常欣赏她。
The Lord truly appreciates Mary.
在路加第十章里面，你就看到玛利亚是那样安静地坐在主的脚前。
You see in Luke 10 how Mary sat very quietly at the feet of Jesus.
在那里听他的道，听他讲话。
She was moreover listening to the Lord's word.
四十二节那里说，就说那不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
In verse 42, but only a few things are necessary, really only one, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her.
弟兄姊妹，这一件事我们都知道，就是坐在主的脚前，亲近主，听主的话。
This is one thing we know, which is to seated at his feet, draw near to him, and hear his word.
然后，他知道主安葬的需要。
And then she knows the needs for the Lord's burial.
所以在约翰十二章，他就把最宝贵的，可以说他一生积存的玉瓶打碎，交在主的身上。
Therefore, in John 12, she could break open this very precious vial of pure nard and anoint Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，他怎么知道主安葬的需要？
Brothers and sisters, how would she know the need for the Lord's burial?
主的门徒，大门徒彼得，当主说他要上十字架的时候，他说：“哦，万万不可，这事万万不能临到你啊。”
The disciples of Jesus, that great disciple, Peter, when she found out the Lord is going to be crucified, she said, no, 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 this would not befall you.
但是玛利亚在约翰十二章就把她的最好交在主的身上。
However, in John 12, Mary poured out her very best on Jesus.
在马可十四章内两次提到说他是交在我的身上。
In Mark 14, twice it mentions it has been poured out on me.
只有玛利亚当主还活着的时候，他最需要的时候，把香膏交在他的身上。
Only Mary at the time when Jesus needed it the most, she alone poured the ointment on his body.
今天我们每个人都愿意服侍主，
Today, all of us desire to serve the Lord.
你知道主要什么吗?
Do you know what the Lord wants?
你知道主什么时候要你做什么吗?
Do you know what the Lord wants you to do at any one time?
主为什么这么喜欢伯大尼?
Why does the Lord Bethany so much?
因为在他最需要的时候,
because when the Lord is in his most need,
在那里有几个很平凡的人,
there were some very ordinary people.
不一定是什么Rice大学毕业的。
They may not necessarily have graduated from Rice.
很平凡的人,
they're very common people.
知道他需要什么。
They know, they knew what his needs are. They also know when his need to be satisfied. And at that precise moment, they supplied his need. And at that particular moment, they satisfied the Lord's heart. How do they know? All of us who serve the Lord, if you had not seated at the feet of Jesus, if you don't know what the Lord wants, how are you going to serve the Lord? Maybe my time's up, therefore my mic has gone out.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
我们需要有弟兄服侍,
we need brothers who serve.
我们需要配搭在神的家里面,
we also need to work together in the house of God.
但是我们要知道主的心意,
however, we need to know the Lord's heart desire.
所以我们需要坐在主的脚前,
therefore, we need to sit at his feet.
我们需要亲近主,
we need to draw near to the Lord.
不然我们的服事是坐在我们要做的事情里面。
Otherwise, we are serving and doing things of what we think is right.
不能够真正的满足我们的主。
It cannot satisfy our Lord truly.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主说, 这并不至于死, 为了是
The Lord said that this sickness is not unto death, it is for the glory of God.
叫神的儿子因此得荣耀,
so that the Son of God can be glorified because of it.
弟兄姊妹, 我们是人,
brothers and sisters, we are humans.
你满足吗?
Are you satisfied?
你得到一切,
even if you've gained all,
你所要的东西你都得到了, 地上的东西,
all the things you desire on earth, you have them all.
但是我告诉你, 你不会满足,
however, I tell you, you will not be satisfied.
为什么?
Why?
因为你不是为这些属地的事情而被造的,
because you are not created for these earthly things.
在以赛亚43章第7节那里告诉我们,
Isaiah 43:7 says, everyone who is called by my name, and whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed, even whom I have made.
你是主名下的人,
you are called by his name.
主说, 是我为我自己 荣耀而造的你们,
the Lord said, you are whom I have created for my glory.
你可以得到全世界,
you can gain the whole world.
但是我告诉你, 你没有满足,
but I tell you, you will not be satisfied.
43章第10节, 还告诉我们说, 耶和华说, 你们是我的见证, 我所拣选的仆人。
Isaiah 43:10 further says, you are my witnesses, my servant, whom I have chosen.
刚才, 约翰11章第4节, 主耶稣说, 这并不至于死, 乃是为神的荣耀, 叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Earlier in John 11:4, we read that this is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified by it.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候当神的儿子在我们身上得荣耀的时候？
Whenever the Son of God is glorified in us.
神造你的目的就达到。
The purpose by which God created you is fulfilled.
你才会满足。
Then you will be satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
我们今天讲到叫主的心得满足。
Today we talked about how to satisfy God's heart.
当我们在神的家里聚集的时候，
As we gather in the house of God.
当我们在这里有西门，有拉撒路，有马大，有玛利亚，体贴主心，在这里叫主得满足的时候。
When we have Simon, Lazarus, Martha, Mary, they draw near to God's heart and they satisfy His heart.
当我们在那里愿意付代价，为主摆设筵席的时候。
When we're willing to pay the price and to set up a feast for the Lord.
当我们在那里做复活生命见证的时候。
When we testify of this resurrection life.
当我们用复活的生命在那里甚至在事物上来服侍伺候主的时候。
When we serve the Lord in physical service, even in His resurrection life.
当我们把我们的最好敬拜献在主跟前的时候。
When we offer Him our best, our worship at His feet.
主就满足。
The Lord is satisfied.
当主满足的时候。
When the Lord is satisfied.
当主用你的时候。
When the Lord uses you.
当神的儿子在你身上能够彰显一点的时候。
When the Son of God can be manifested a little in you.
主满足。
The Lord is satisfied.
你更满足。
You are furthermore satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，什么时候你满足？
Brothers and sisters, whenever you are satisfied.
当你传福音的时候，你讲两句，他信了。
When you preach the gospel and somebody believes.
当你在那里帮助弟兄姊妹说，当你一盘饭用笑容递给他的时候，他满足的时候。
When you use love to serve the brothers and sisters during lunch and you serve them and give them food and love.
你觉得主竟然用我。
And you feel today the Lord uses me.
神的儿子在你身上彰显的时候。
The Son of God is manifested in you.
主满足的时候。
The Lord is satisfied.
主的同在显出来的时候。
And the presence of the Lord is manifested.
你在这里就得到真正的满足。
Then you would gain true satisfaction here.
因为你是为了他的荣耀而被造。
Because you are created for His glory.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
早上我们在这里聚集的时候。
As we gather here this morning.
但愿这几个人物能够激励我们。
May these four characters may constrain us.
叫我们知道，主在伯大尼西门的家里，主在这里真满意，我们愿意满足主的心。
So that we know that the Lord is satisfied in the home of Simon, and the Lord is truly satisfied.
愿主得着我们。
May the Lord gain us.
愿主在我们当中得着该得的荣耀。
May the Lord gain the glory that He deserves.
当他得着满足的时候，
When he is satisfied,
我们才有真正的满足。
You then have true satisfaction.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Your word is truth and is spirit.
但愿你用着你的话来激励神的儿女。
You use your word to constrain the children of God.
也在神的家中有实际的建造。
And the home, a house of God can have an actual building up.
愿你在这里得着一切的荣耀。
May you gain all glory here.
你纪念在这里的见证。
Remember the testimony here.
你纪念每一个心中愿意服侍你、满足你心的人。
Remember every single one here who wants to serve you and satisfy you.
让一切的荣耀都归给你。
May all glory be to you.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.